Be freed in Christ instead of being afraid. So that's this week's title for our devotional for Praying Pals. Psalm 62:7 says, "My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me." I love that quote from God's Word. Did you notice how clearly our souls are protected from our enemies? They have no way to reach us. In Christ, we are safe. Our enemies cannot touch our souls. Christ disarms our enemies and frees us from alarm. We do not have to be afraid. Think about it. Look at this fact found in the New Testament in Luke 1:74 through 75. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. So how does that change your perspective today? How does that change your plans for tomorrow? Serve God without fear of man. With Christ, you and I can say, "Yes, I can." Quote, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Amen? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can trust in you no matter what. That we are safe in you, Lord Jesus. That you keep us safe no matter what people try to do to us. We thank you that we can rest in your arms and trust in you, and that we do not have to be alarmed. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us. Thank you for being our Savior. I also pray with those who are suffering at this time and they just need to look to you right now. I pray with those who have not yet received you. Right now, we put our faith in you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord. We put our faith in you to save us from our sins and from the effects of death and hell. We thank you, Lord, that we can know without a doubt that we are going to heaven as we rely on you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord. We repent of our sins. We turn from them and hate sin. And we just look to you and rely on you. Just come into our hearts. Fill us and use us for your glory. I pray with the weary brothers and sisters in Christ who have had people who have not been kind to them because they're following you. I pray for them that you would encourage them today in a special way. Help us to enjoy your presence and not just seek your presence as in gifts. We thank you. We can trust in you. We thank you for all our blessings. And we ask for your deliverance and redemption from all attacks of the enemy. And we trust you to do so. Thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. This week, I encourage you to reach out to someone else. Reach out to someone else who is going through a tough time. And share with them the reminder of how safe it is to be in Christ. Share about the victory. It's too good not to share. And join us at prayingpals.org. And just so that you know, there's a complete archive of, rather, there's a big archive of Praying Pals programs. And it might be something that you might want to access sometime, maybe for some extra encouragement. I hope so. It's the Praying Pals radio program page on prayingpals.org. Send prayer requests 24/7. And thank you also for praying for me. Really appreciate it. God bless each of you, and remember, victory is in Christ.